Tech Resources reports improved profitability from its trail operations in the second quarter of 2025, driven by higher by-product output, lower operating costs, and strategic production planning amid challenging smelter market conditions. According to the company's second quarter report released Wednesday, July 23, refined zinc production at the Trail plant totaled 50,900 tons, down 14,000 tons from the same period last year. The company attributes the decline to an updated operating plan designed to maximize profitability in a weak zinc market. Meanwhile, refined lead production surged to 19,000 tons, up 13,500 tons from a year ago, as last year's output was impacted by a lead circuit outage while the KIVCET boiler was replaced. Increased production of byproducts, including silver, germanium, and indium, also contributed to stronger quarterly results at Trail. Operating costs fell to $127 million, a 15% decrease year-over-year, primarily due to reduced labor and contractor expenses and the timing of maintenance. Depreciation costs were also lower, following a 2024 impairment of Trail assets. Capital expenditures for Trail reached $7 million in Q2, part of Teck's $62 million in total property, plant and equipment spending across operations. Teck states that Trail's improved profitability was a key factor in the company's overall Q2 performance, which saw profit from continuing operations attributable to shareholders rise to $206 million, or 42 cents per share, up from $21 million, or 4 cents per share, in Q2 2024. The company continues to export refined zinc, lead, and specialty metals from the Trail smelter to U.S. markets. These products are compliant with the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, positioning Trail favorably amid evolving tariff policies between the U.S. and its trade partners. The zinc market remains tight globally, with LME, London Metal Exchange, prices averaging $1.20 per pound in Q2, a 7% drop from the previous quarter. The LME price is important because it reflects global supply and demand conditions, influences how much producers and smelters like Teck Trail can charge or expect to earn, and it's the standard reference point for pricing contracts worldwide. While zinc treatment charges have remained below historical norms, Teck notes that demand in North America is stable, with some customers reporting strong order books. However, broader market softness and limited availability of raw materials continue to constrain global zinc production. Cost of sales for the company increased slightly to $426 million, reflecting higher concentrate purchase costs linked to lead and byproduct production at Trail. This was partially offset by lower operating costs and depreciation. Trail's performance helped offset weaker commodity pricing and higher costs at other Teck operations, reinforcing its strategic value within the company's base metals portfolio. The potential imposition of tariffs and countervailing restrictions between the United States and other countries is a fluid and rapidly evolving situation that the company says it's closely monitoring. While proposed U.S. copper tariffs are expected to affect the global copper market, the company notes it does not sell copper concentrate to the United States, nor does it produce copper cathode or engage in copper scrap sales.